the most iconic voices in golf are back to save the day and ready to entertain in their newly weekly video podcast. Costas and McCord, off their rockers.
This is it. You found us another episode of Costas and McCord, off their rockers. Got a great show for you today. I'm Mike Abram, producer, partner with Peter and Gary, and we're going to talk about all things TGL. And we recorded this right before TGL said, hey, time out. We're going to wait a year before we get going. So the guys have their opinions on what they thought about TGL. We've got a great tip for you, as always, from Coach Costas. Peter's going to help your ball striking today. We also have a very interesting putter that the guys are going to review. Yeah, it's the one that was in the hands of Lucas Glover, kind of remade his whole game and his putting. And we'll review that and talk about that. And a lot of people have been commenting, Mike Abram, who the heck are you? You're this producer? Well, if you watch golf, if you watch the Golf Channel, you've probably seen hundreds of my golf commercials that I've produced over the last 30 years, thousands of golf instructional videos, golf TV shows, kind of everything golf. And together with Peter and Gary, who I've worked with for years, known for over 20 years, we came up with the concept of Costas and McCord, off their rockers. I want to thank all our subscribers for watching on our YouTube channel, or if you're listening on a podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, thanks so much. And thanks to our great sponsors, Swing U and the Swing U app, best golf app out there. I want to thank Foresight Sports, the incredible Sim in a Box, and the PGA Tour leading launch monitor, the Quad Pro. They have the GC3, an amazing golf technology company. And of course, who can forget Bono's Barbecue, that mouth-watering, delicious meats and sauces. Bono's is incredible. And we have a new sponsor, Lab Golf and the Lab Putter. The guys will break down why Lab putters are different and better, and why all these players on tour are using them with great success. That's labgolf.com. Hey, and I want to encourage you to please send in your comments. You can do it right here on our YouTube channel. Peter and Gary want to hear what you have to say about the show. They want to hear who you'd like to see on the show. We've got a lot of fantastic guests lined up for the 2024 season. We really appreciate your comments. We appreciate you liking, subscribing, and sharing. And remember to hit that notification bell right down below. So let's get going with today's show. Let's hear Peter and Gary discuss TGL, and we'll get on with the show and some great tips from Coach Costas right here on Costas and McCord, off their rockers. Now it's time for Point Counterpoint on Costas and McCord.
Gary, my man, seems like the hot topic in golf right now is TGL golf. What you got something?
Yeah.
What do you got?
This is from Golf Roast. It said, welcome to the TGL League, where tech meets tea. Imagine golf, but zapped with a laser gun from the year 3000. That's TGL. It's like your regular Sunday golf, but if you were dipped in a vat of Silicon Valley with a dash of Troon Legacy, you'll find teams duking it out in an arena that's got more screens than a Best Buy storefront. Born in the lab of Woods, McIlroy, and that guy from NBC who probably got tired of reruns, Mike McCarley, TMRW Sports is all about mixing sports with a pinch of pixels. That's what it says right there. TGL Golf. Talk to me.
Who says that?
I don't know, but it's wordy.
Okay, that to me sounds like, I got nothing, but I'm going to sell you something. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay. I mean, I just, oh my God.
So, I mean,
what's it got to do with golf? Golf is an outdoor sport.
Explain what it is. First of all, what is TGL? What is it? What are we doing? Are you for or are you against this?
Let's put it this way. I'm not for it. Okay. I will, because it's part of my responsibility. I will watch, I don't know for how long, the first event to see what it's like. But to me, golf is outdoors, played on grass, you know, and you walk and you hit balls and you get it out of the hole and that's it, right? Video games are video games. I have a launch monitor at home. I have a great Foresight Quad simulator. I love it for practice at home. I love it for even, you know, hitting balls in the net. But I'm doing it. right? So I can play Pebble Beach and see what I shoot. It's one thing if I'm using that technology to help my game, but to watch some guys play a video game, in essence, to me, sounds boring as hell. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to sit and wait. TGL Golf. They're building, stadiums with a giant screen. Giant, ginormous screen. And you go in there, and we got teams playing other teams. I can see where this is kind of a live. Oh, really? You're going to do that? Watch this. We're going to do this, and then we're going to. And I get the whole thing. I get revenue streams. I get teams against other teams. The demographics of it. You live there. You got a team. You put the guys there. You root for them like football, basketball, baseball.
How are you going to have a team in Boston when they're doing this in South Florida? Who the hell from Boston is going to fly to South Florida?
They're going to go to Boston and build one. Now, remember, Trevor is going to build a stadium there. They're going to go to Chicago. I'll bet you one in L.A. There's one over there. There's one. So it's going to be a league, and it's going to have revenue streams. You're going to buy all sorts of hats like the one you got there, Costas and McCord. They're going to sell T-shirts. They're going to sell everything.
Do you remember back in the day?
No. I can't remember yesterday.
When it was illegal to pay a player on the PGA Tour an appearance fee, right?
Well, they used to do that.
But they would go to a dinner for an hour and get paid an enormous sum.
Clinic.
Under the table.
Yeah.
It was really an appearance fee disguised as a dinner fee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
This, to me, sounds like an elaborate scheme to pay players for not going to live. That's what it sounds like to me. It's a really fancy way of hopefully trying to make a little bit of money, but probably just paying players. I don't even know what they're going to. I've heard rumors of $20, $21 million purses and whatever. It's just a way to pay players for being loyal. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I think that's the mainstream now. We're going to build these leagues all over the place. We're going to play team event because God love the Ryder Cup is something fun to watch, and they're trying to duplicate it, and they really haven't yet. So I get it. I get trying to do that. Now, if you told me right now, you go to the window in Vegas, and I got $1 million, are you going to invest in it or not?
Not a chance.
I'm for it, but I am not investing it. But you know the guys that are doing this are smart. And they have money, and they think there are revenue streams. They think there's a business there. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. It's not for the love of golf. It's like everything else. Money, 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 money. Go watch Wren on television. He'll talk you all about that. Money, money three.
I mean, I suppose if they build this facility and they open it to the public for the other however many hours a week where people can go in and play, and whatever, but they don't control the golf ball like tour players do, and they're not going to have a whole bunch of hitting bays, near as I can figure out. So I don't know how they generate revenue. It's going to be sitting there dead for X number of hours or days a week, right? I just don't get it. I'll be happy to come back on the air and say, you know what, I was wrong, if I'm wrong, but I doubt it.
How about if we just throw concerts in all these things, so we'll get John Daly to go up there and sing with his guitar?
What's this got to do with growing the game? That's what they talk about. It's going to be entertainment. It's going to be better than live. It's going to grow the game. How the hell is this going to grow the game? Give me an example.
These guys are either going to lose a lot of money or they're going to make a lot of money. Well, and they'll shut it down if they don't. And it's, the team concept. Let's get to the team concept. I want to sell shoes, hats, gloves, underwear. I want to sell everything. I want my team to beat that team over there. And that's the deal. That's what they're doing. I do not mind them trying this. Okay? But I'm not investing in it. Okay? I like it. I get the pom-poms out. But I am not going to invest.
Unfortunately, I'm even more cynical than you are. And I just don't believe it's anything but a payoff to the players. They're based out of Jupiter, where most of the players are. John Rahm X'd out because he lives in Phoenix, and he ain't going to fly all the way to Jupiter, even for $21 million, right?
So I'd do it for a lot less.
Yeah, nobody wants to see you, though,
just a thought.
Or me.
Just a thought. I agree to disagree. I want to watch it bloom as we water the flower and let it...
We're going to come
on to see what's going on.
We're going to come on with a podcast a week after the first show.
Okay.
And we'll talk either about it. Either we're going to be right or wrong, whatever, we'll talk about it and we'll critique it and see what happens.
Well, I gotta watch it.
On what? What's it gonna be on?
Cable. I don't know. I guarantee, if they're going this far, then you know they've got a carrier. They've got somebody.
I heard it was the ESPN.
It's on ESPN?
It's on ESPN.
Fubo. How about Fubo? Fubo. Is it on Fubo? Is it on Roku? Roku. It's on Roku. They got, I'm telling them, they're dying to get it, just like they're dying to get Liv. What's that on? What channel?
CW.
Very good. See? See? You've got brand identification now. You know exactly where Liv is.
Yeah.
You know where it is. Yeah. And they're gonna go TGL. What's it on?
At least Liv is going to places around the globe.
Yeah.
And they have a chance, if they figure out their product and they figure things out, they have a chance to grow golf outside of the U.S. This is going to be U.S.-centric. I don't see how it's going to grow golf in the U.S. Maybe I'll be wrong. I don't think so.
Well, how come Liv's on the Tribal Channel then?
All right, so Gary and I are done. You've heard our opinions. We are interested in what your opinion is. Leave a comment below. Go to our YouTube channel. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think of TGL and Tomorrow Golf and whatever the hell it's called. And just let us know. It's Costas and McCord off their rockers on YouTube. We would love to hear what you have to say.
Coming up on Costas and McCord, Peter and Gary show us why the lie angle of your putter is critical in determining your path and squaring your putter face at impact, and why even face balance putters are so difficult to keep square through the ball. And then the guys share the fascinating technology they've discovered behind the hottest putter on the professional tours. It's completely different than anything you've seen, and you'll find out why. It's helping pros and amateurs hold more putts under pressure and win.
So stick around, don't go away. Costas and McCord off their rockers. We'll be right back.
Costas and McCord off their rockers is presented by Swing U. Check out the incredible Swing U app. It gives you great GPS course data from tee to green, and including green reading. And you know, even simple strokes gain features can help you improve your game. So go out and check on the App Store or at swingu.com. It's a great app. It'll shave strokes off your game.
Bono's Pit Barbecue, an authentic Southern pit barbecue experience you won't forget. At Bono's, you'll find a genuine down-home pit barbecue experience, the whole experience. Our entire menu is smoked and prepared in-house, from our mouth-watering smoked meats to our delicious sides made from scratch. Our smoker is always smoking, and everything to order, no shortcuts. With 20 locations across the country, from the Sunshine State of Florida to the Rocky Mountains, Bono's culture is unmistakable at each of our restaurants. We offer incredible opportunities for franchisees. To find out more, visit our website, bonosbarbecue.com/franchise. And remember, if you don't have a pit, it ain't legit.
Imagine a putter that will actually transform your game. Introducing Lab Golf Putters. The revealer shows how the Lab keeps the putter face square through impact unlike any other putter. Lab is the hottest putter in professional golf with multiple global victories in 2023, including the PGA Tour. Lab breaks the mold with better science so you can stop struggling with your putting. Elevate your game, simplify your putting, and untorque yourself. Visit labgolf.com to discover how Lab putters are remaking the game.
Visit our website, costasmccord.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel or podcast, and follow us on social media at costasmccord off their rockers. Now let's get back to Costas and McCord off their rockers with Peter and Gary.
Ha ha ha, you got the putting professor out.
I brought it out of the closet.
Wow, that thing was, I mean, when I was young enough to play the Champions Tour, I used that all the time. In fact, you're a good buddy of mine, but I did go out and buy it, by the way. And it, you know, it's the first putting deal that I ever worked with that showed me if a putter goes straight back, straight through, or it arcs. I didn't understand that,
See,
but visually you can do with it.
I had my eureka moment, as I normally do, with a glass of red wine in the middle of the night.
More than one.
And I'm going, I said, people had a lot of confusion, Gary. They don't know what is open and closing, you know?
Right.
What is straight back, straight through? What is an arc? They're all confused about it.
Right.
And I understand their confusion because, I mean, what's it going to open or close to? The ball, the target, your aiming point, whatever.
Yep.
And then it dawned on me that the putter doesn't really ever open and close.
Explain it.
What happens is it stays square to the arc of your stroke.
Okay. So what dictates the arc?
Now, the lie angle of your putter should dictate your arc.
Okay.
So this board now is set up on the lie angle of my putter, which happens to be 70 degrees.
So right? I think Norm's about 72.
72. I'm a little bit flatter than normal. So when I set up here, as long as I keep the two balls on the board, my putter face is staying square to the arc at all times. If I take one ball off, either way, it's going to open too much or close too much. If I come through and the back end ball comes off, I'm hooking it. I'm closing the face to my arc. So as long as I keep my face square to my arc, my putter face is going to be square at all times. 100 years ago, Joey Sindelar's father had a board. And he had something similar to this, but it was only for short putts and it was straight back, straight through. It had no adjustability.
Right.
So with this one, I can go
You could take the plane of this.
I can change it.
Which is literally the shaft position at address. Now, you're dead up and down there.
That's 90 degrees.
90 degrees.
That's the extreme.
But
technically, that's illegal.
Yes.
Right? Because you got to be 10 degrees off.
So your putter can only be 80 degrees off of a perpendicular when they build it.
But if I decided that was going to be my stroke, I really wanted to go straight back, straight through, it's the same thing. I got to go here, keep the two balls on, and my face is staying square.
Dead square. That's not arcing at all.
If I go back and open it or close it,
yeah,
one of the balls will come off and you'll hear the rattling, right?
Right.
And if you like, let's go back to Justin Leonard.
Yeah.
When he won the Open. He stood very far away, right?
So he's probably 70 degrees like here, maybe 67.
He's probably even flatter than that.
Really?
So he has now got a lot more arc. So to the naked eye, it looks like he's opening the face more.
Yes, it
does. But he's not, because the two balls are staying on the board. So to me, putting starts and ends with speed.
Yeah.
Right? You can't read a putt if you don't know how hard you're going to hit
it.
If you don't hit it that hard, the read doesn't make any difference. And one of the key factors to controlling your speed is controlling the loft and the squareness of your putter face.
Right.
Putter face is everything in putting.
Right.
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 So I will set this back up to match my angle.
So you just stand in front there, okay.
And off we go. You can adjust it and tighten it so it doesn't move. But there's my stroke. And if I get in here one day and I say, oh, shit, I'm starting to open it up. It tells me right away, you want to keep the face square to your arc. You do not want it opening and closing.
So, Peter, what I've got from this is the blade is supposed to stay 90 degrees to your arc, whether your arc is a big bow like this or it goes straight back and straight through. Yeah. That's dictated by the shaft angle, the inclined plane of that shaft, at your address position. Yeah. There's no right or wrong. No, it's just that's yours.
No, the only thing that's right or wrong is can you keep your face square to your arc?
Right.
Your arc is going to be determined by your lie angle of your putter and the length of your putter. So if you're really flat and out there, you're going to get a lot of arc. If you're up here and in close, you're going to get more straight back, straight through. But the arc isn't as important as keeping the blade square to the arc.
Right.
That's the secret sauce in putting.
And just what you said there, the important thing is to get the blade square to your arc.
Yep, that's it. That's the key.
I got something for you. You are going to love. You're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Better than this?
It goes right with that. But this is
all right.
Literally a miracle.
What the hell is this? I thought you said you had something magical that was really cool. This looks like you're just practicing straight back, straight through. And by the way, how the hell does the ball get out of there?
You didn't think that one through. Okay. No, but you were talking. It hit something. You said if the putter blade is supposed to stay on the arc, and if it stays on the arc, that's the best
square to it. Yep.
Square to the arc, 90 degrees to the arc. Yep. That is the best possible scenario.
In my opinion, I think that's the holy grail of putting.
Okay, so, and we got all these putters with, they're weighted differently and all sorts of nuances and stuff for weight goes and how weight rotates. Like this is a face balance putter, meaning that the shaft is gonna always dissect right in the middle. That, even if it's got, you know, it's got one of those answer things here, the shaft's going towards the middle of that, it's gonna be face balance. And that there is face balance. The face is pointing to the sky. I have no idea what that means. None.
It means the face is pointing to the sky.
Yeah, there's nothing in physics that says face balance. Anyway, what if I told you I could swing a putter in time and space and not touch the putter? And then we'll let the putter go where it wants to go as it meanders back and through. Is that possible?
My mind would say the putter face is going to be all over the place.
But you think it's possible to swing the putter and not touch the putter?
I never say never.
Ah! Uh-huh! And remember what I told you? I got a secret?
Yeah.
Watch this. I just fooled you with this stuff here. So this is what we call the revealer. This is going to reveal. You won't believe this, okay? So I want to be able to take a putter and literally not touch this putter whatsoever as I swing it, correct?
Okay.
So, if I took this putter, am I touching the putter?
Nope.
It's on a swivel device right here.
Yep.
Goes in a little crook right there. Now, I'm going to take this putter back, and the way this putter's weighted, it's going to go one way or another. Think it'll go straight back and straight through? Let's find out. Here we go.
See, that's what I thought would happen.
Whoa. Look at the mass. It's just rotating this thing all over the place. So, That's
what I thought would happen, and that's why you train your hands and arms and shoulders and whatnot to prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
Right?
So what if I showed you a putter that you don't have to train anything, you just kind of act like it's not even there.
Oh, now wait a second. Now, I've been seeing a lot of these on tour.
Yes,
a whole
have.
Bunch on the European tour.
Yes.
Excuse me, DP World Tour.
There you
don't want to get fined. And a bunch of guys, Lucas Glover has resurrected his putting with this putter.
Yes.
Adam Scott's putting. This is what I've been seeing.
Yes.
Tell me
yes.
about it.
Okay, so this is a putter that was invented basically by a guy named Bill Pressey, who we saw, and he came to us at Riviera on the putting green and showed us this thing a long time ago that he was working on it. And basically he's got a weighting system that keeps this putter in time and space as it arcs just what your board does. It keeps it square to the line.
Really?
You say, really?
Let me see.
You say, impossible?
I know Bill, so I'm not saying impossible, but I need proof.
I'm going to hook this up to a rotating device right there, and I'm going to put it in the thing. Remember the last putter we just did, the one you got there, was going all over the place. I'm not going to touch it again. I'm going to square it up. Here we go. Doesn't move. No deviation.
Damn, it doesn't rotate at all.
At all.
Now, I've seen that putter a lot on tour. Lucas Glover's used it. Adam Scott's used it. Lucas has, like, resurrected his putting.
They're doing this, yes.
I remember, you know, the time at High Point, North Carolina, when he was, like, just almost whiffing the ball.
Two footers.
And now he's winning tournaments again.
He's winning tournaments. So this thing is...
What's this thing called?
And this is called...
No, wait a minute. You know me. We're friends, right? I don't trust you.
Well...
I don't trust you at all. You get it locked in? No, you don't. Damn, you don't have it locked in.
No. What do you think? I'm fooling you again?
Well, you've been known to do that.
So
I'm
anyway,
just saying.
So this is Lab Putter. It stands as an acronym, Lie, Angle, Balance. Lab Putters. And that's what it has. Putters on a, it's lie, and then you've got an angle, the shaft, and then you've got balance. And this is the balance. It stays and doesn't move at all. You can put any putter in this thing, and it's going to wiggle all over the place. So
like what I said that the lie angle of your putter dictates your arc.
Yes.
Now, what they've figured out somehow is that they've figured out a weighting on the head to balance the lie angle that
keep
you
it
have.
Stable.
So that you have a stable square face all the way through.
Yes. And it doesn't matter if I'm upright, if I'm flat, that thing, just what you were talking about, that blade is staying 90 degrees to my arc. It is literally a miracle. Well, you want to see this again?
Yeah.
So, Peter, we just saw that putter. This is a face balance putter. Face balance putter. Still don't know what that means. So as we take this back, this thing is going to rotate wide open because that's where all the weight's going to go. So we come back,
and then it's going to rock back and then swing back. So literally, how'd you like to control that face?
I'd like to see you square that up.
If you're putting for $4 million, how'd you like to try to figure that out? And it doesn't matter. When it goes like this, you can see the activity. If we go straight up and down, you can see it just spinning on its own axis.
Now, I've seen a lot of these on tour. Is this the only shape? I mean, you gotta be in love with this shape, or do they have other models?
We've got any kind of model you want here, Peter.
Really?
So yeah, if you take a look at this, this one was the original one. Take a look at that one.
Whoa, okay. Baby. Yeah.
So that's definitely, I've never seen one like that before. It looks like something that's flying in the air right now. They call them UAPs.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then he went, now I don't know how he did this, because you can see the mass where you could move the weights around.
Yeah.
How do you move it around with a blade putter? So, again,
let's see if it works.
If we look at this thing, and if we go in and put it down, this is a blade putter, and we're going to rock this thing back and forth. Here we go. What's going to happen? Nothing. I don't know how he does that. I think it's a miracle, Peter. It's a miracle. That's it. So.
All right. I will admit, reluctantly, but I will admit, it's cool.
It is cool. If you really want to be cool, you can find this. You can find this on labgolf.com.
Okay.
And it basically, just what you said, lie, angle, balance. That's what the acronym is. That's the putter. You've got all sorts of different makes and models. And it's a finite instrument.
So let me get this straight. I would think then that they have to custom make the putter for you to fit your lie angle and your arm length and all that stuff. Otherwise, this technology is kind of like not going to work.
They have a video presentation that you get in a door jam, and you take a little movie of yourself against this door jam, and they can figure out exactly what your lie is and your angle, and they balance a putter exactly how you, whether you're 67 degrees out here like this, or you're straight up and down with a longer putter, they can figure it out and they send it to you, and you can get it right there at labgolf.com. Or you could just go down the street to PGA Tour Superstores. They've got them, Lab Putters. labgolf.com, or go to the store. Either way, you're going to get yourself one hell of an instrument.
Pretty cool.
Okay, I'm going to go practice some putting, Peter, so have fun.
Oh, what an idiot. Don't go away. When we come back to Costas and McCord off their rockers, I'm going to have a great tip for your full swing. See if we can get it as good as your putting's going to be.
It went in!
Oh yeah, sure.
Strokes gain stats are finally easy with the most 5-star rated golf app in the country. SwingU accurately and objectively provides feedback across driving, approach shots, chipping and pitching, bunker play, and putting. Easily identify your strengths and weaknesses and laser focus your practice time so you can quickly shave strokes off your score. Download SwingU and start owning your game today.
Bono's Pit Barbecue, an authentic Southern Pit Barbecue experience you won't forget. At Bono's, you'll find a genuine down-home pit barbecue experience, the whole experience. Our entire menu is smoked and prepared in-house, from our mouth-watering smoked meats to our delicious sides made from scratch. Our smoker is always smoking, and everything to order, no shortcuts. With 20 locations across the country, from the Sunshine State of Florida to the Rocky Mountains, Bono's culture is unmistakable at each of our restaurants. We offer incredible opportunities for franchisees. To find out more, visit our website, bonosbarbecue.com/franchise. And remember, if you don't have a pit, it ain't legit.
Imagine a putter that will actually transform your game. Introducing Lab Golf Putters. The revealer shows how the Lab keeps the putter face square through impact unlike any other putter. Lab is the hottest putter in professional golf with multiple global victories in 2023, including the PGA Tour. Lab breaks the mold with better science so you can stop struggling with your putting. Elevate your game, simplify your putting, and untorque yourself. Visit labgolf.com to discover how lab putters are remaking the game.
Visit our website, CostasMcCord.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel or podcast, and follow us on social media at CostasMcCord Off Their Rockers. Now it's time for Coach Costas. Peter gives us some great tips to help our games.
This is a path fix for your golf swing. Now, I've got this yellow stick down on my target line. And sometimes people get too much from the inside and hit pushes or flip hooks. Sometimes people get too much from the outside and they get pulls and slices. And also this drill can help you get the sensation of what it's like to hit a perfectly controlled cut or a perfectly controlled draw. It's called the three ball drill or the two water bottle drill. I'll explain the difference. There's my target line. I put my club head on that line, maybe 4, 5, 6 inches behind the ball. Put a ball inside here. Then I put it 6 inches in front and put a ball outside here. So there's my three ball drill, right? So now when I set up, I got to get the feeling of what it's like to get the club back in front of me, swing down that line. That'll help me get the path that's when you're stuck and under here, it'll get it fixed because you'll hit all three golf balls. Or if you really want to make it interesting, you can take the golf balls out, put down a water bottle. Now what you have is a clear indication of what you must do to get the club moving down your line. Now this one is set up to bring you down more on top of the golf ball from in front, and if anything, hit a slight cut, because you're going to want to go out here and come across that way. Now if I flip these bottles around, put one out here and one in here, I get a whole different sensation. Now I get the sensation that I want to turn more back here and come from in here and swing out to the right a little bit more. That's what's the problem if you're a constant slicer and you want to learn to hit a draw. So you use the three ball drill or the two water bottle drill set up this way to encourage you to hit the ball more from the inside and hit a nice draw. So with this configuration, it'll give you a sense of path, it'll give you a sense of shaping the golf ball correctly, and it'll give you a sense of getting set up correctly to your target line. A whole bunch of good for one simple drill.
Wow, another great tip from Peter. Remember, we've got all kinds of tips from Coach Costas right here on Costas and McCord Off Their Rockers on our YouTube channel. This is our 15th episode. We're gonna have a lot more coming up as well, so tune into our episodes, watch them again. You can watch Peter's great instruction to help your game. Don't go away, because when we come back on Costas and McCord Off Their Rockers, we've got an incredible story about Peter and Gary sharing a car in a crazy rainstorm when they were with CBS Sports. Costas and McCord Off Their Rockers, we'll be right back.
Costas and McCord Off Their Rockers is presented by Swing U. Check out the incredible Swing U app. It gives you great GPS course data from tee to green, and including green reading. And you know, even simple strokes gain features can help you improve your game. So go out and check on the App Store or at swingu.com. It's a great app. It'll shave strokes off your game.
Bono's Pit Barbecue, an authentic Southern Pit Barbecue experience you won't forget. At Bono's, you'll find a genuine down-home pit barbecue experience, the whole experience. Our entire menu is smoked and prepared in-house, from our mouth-watering smoked meats to our delicious sides made from scratch. Our smoker is always smoking, and everything to order, no shortcuts. With 20 locations across the country, from the Sunshine State of Florida to the Rocky Mountains, Bono's culture is unmistakable at each of our restaurants. We offer incredible opportunities for franchisees. To find out more, visit our website, bonosbarbecue.com/franchise. And remember, if you don't have a pit, it ain't legit.
Imagine a putter that will actually transform your game. Introducing Lab Golf Putters. The revealer shows how the Lab keeps the putter face square through impact unlike any other putter. Lab is the hottest putter in professional golf with multiple global victories in 2023, including the PGA Tour. Lab breaks the mold with better science so you can stop struggling with your putting. Elevate your game, simplify your putting, and untorque yourself. Visit labgolf.com to discover how Lab putters are remaking the game.
Visit our website, CostasMcCord.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel or podcast, and follow us on social media at CostasMcCord Off Their Rockers. And now, on Costas and McCord Off Their Rockers, our favorite time is story time with Peter and Gary.
Gary, I don't know about you, but I'm getting asked all the time, you know, do we miss being out on the road? You know, do we miss doing golf on TV and whatnot? And my standard answer is, you know, I somewhat miss the thrill of a Sunday afternoon when we're calling the action, but I really don't miss the travel and all the aggravation. And it dawned on me about the time. Do you remember the time you and I are flying from Phoenix? We're going to Byron Nelson. We're flying from direct shot, Phoenix to Dallas, hour and 45 minute flight. 4 hours in the air, we're circling because they got thunderstorms in Dallas, remember?
Always.
And then the pilot comes on and he says, we're diverting to Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that?
Yes.
It's just so, and we were running late because that was Friday night.
Yeah,
and we were coming, to be there in the morning.
Yeah, we were coming in late.
Get ready to go.
And so you go nuts. We're landing.
Well, you remember what happened? They said, okay. And we landed in Oklahoma City, and they said, all right, if you want to get off the airplane, get off the airplane. But we're going to sit here and wait for an opening. And I went, Peter, we're off the airplane.
And we're not getting back
on. We're not getting back on because you know they're going to stay there all night and they're going to cancel the flight.
Yeah. And so the weather was horrific.
It was awful.
It was terrible. And so we go, and luckily we had Hertz Platinum cards, right? And the thing with Hertz Platinum is they have to give you a car.
Cavs have a car.
Right?
There wasn't any.
There wasn't any cars. There's none in the Oklahoma City airport. So the guy goes, the only car we have left is a handicap car, a handicap van. And you have to be able to drive a handicap car. I said, I can do it. And I lied.
Yeah, of course.
I said, yeah, my father has ALS, which he did. But I said, I can drive a handicap car. Please, just. And so we get it.
And this is way before Uber. So we couldn't. We could just go, hey, God, take us to, and we'll bill it to CBS.
No.
Take us to Dallas.
No.
What was that drive? Four?
No,
five?
I don't even remember how many hours it was.
All I remember was lightning and hail. Go ahead. You're
and
at
I'm
the wheel.
And I'm driving. I'm driving.
I'm scared to death. I got in the back seat.
I'm trying to figure out how to drive this thing while we're driving it.
Right.
And we get to Dallas about 1 in the morning.
And again.
No luggage.
Remember, there's no pedals.
Nothing.
So you were somehow accelerating here,
braking
on the steering wheel. That's when I went in the back.
I got
that back seat, wrapped myself in a towel.
And we got lightning and thunder, and cars going 10 miles an hour, and cars going 110 miles an hour. And we're figuring, we finally get to Dallas, and we get into Dallas, and the weather's okay because the storm had been going north. So we're driving through the storm, right? We get to our hotel at 1 o'clock in the morning. We got no luggage. We're wearing jeans.
You know,
we got no clothes for the telecast,
right,
or whatever. So we got to get up, and then we got to drive the damn car to the DFW airport in the morning
to get our luggage
and trade the car in.
Right. Was it? The plane was still in wasn't the plane still in Oklahoma?
No, the plane got in at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Good decision.
So we got 4 hours of sleep that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
We could have bought some clothes.
I don't miss that at all. That's one of our epic trips. We're lucky we didn't die.
It is amazing how you can travel for, I was on an airplane for 50, 55 years. And now I literally, if I get near an airport, I get the hives. I break on a plaid rash.
I've never had the yips, but if I get within 3 miles of
I won't go anywhere anymore.
Sky Harbor, I'm going, I don't want to go.
I went to Europe about a month ago. I hated every minute of it. I hated going to the airport. I hated hanging around the airport. I hate everything about leaving here.
All right, we got that going for us.
I forgot about that one. That's right, the plane got in at 5 in the morning. We would have sat on that runway
in the airport
for six hours.
Yeah.
It is always like that when I'm around Peter and Gary. There are hundreds of stories, and you're going to get them all right here on Costas and McCord Off Their Rockers. We'll be back with another great one on our next episode. So remember, like, subscribe, and share, and click that notification bell right below so you don't miss an episode. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsor, Swing U, and their Swing U app, an incredible app for all things golf that can really help your game. Thanks to Foresight Sports, their amazing Quad Pro, their Sim in a Box, and all their launch monitors. Peter uses them every day and with every lesson. And Bono's Barbecue, with their incredible smoked meats and savory sauces. Bono's is fantastic, and they've got a great opportunity for potential franchisees. Just click the link that you see right here to get more information. And welcome and thanks to our new sponsor, Lab Golf, and the Lab Putters, labgolf.com. This Lab Putter is the most stable, most incredible putter you've ever seen, as the guys proved today. When you have it in the revealer, there's nothing like a Lab Putter, and it's being proven on the PGA and other tours worldwide right now. I'm Mike Abram. For Peter, for Gary, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you soon on another edition of Costas and McCord Off Their Rockers.